We have a reporter on the line who can give us a sense of what's going on in Spokane, Washington. So I'd like to welcome in Lenayla Cares from KPFY in Spokane. Are you with us?
I am here. It's actually KYRS, Medical Lake Spokane, here for the Pacifica Network in Spokane, Washington. The turnout here has been absolutely bonkers. We have had 15,000 here easily, maybe as high as 18,000. I have never seen as many people here for a mass mobilization at BA Clark Park than I have had today. What is particularly interesting about this one, there is a theme behind it that is called take action, do something. So the organizers didn't just put a protest here. They have people from the various politically aligned organizations with booths up, and they are tabling, talking about what they do to try to get people involved, get people into the political process.
You know, that was something that we heard from people who were involved in No Kings the first time around, but I'm starting to wonder, is getting people to get engaged, is that, are you getting a sense from people, at least who are running those sign-up tables, those register to vote tables, that is becoming easier, or do people still feel the need to be convinced or to help them understand what's at stake?
Well, the people here apparently understand, and almost every table that I have been to, as I've been working my way around the park, there has been deep lines of as many as 15 people waiting to talk to the people in those booths, and that includes the voting sign-up, because we have those here, too.
Oh, really? Okay. And
yes.
One of the things I've also been trying to get a sense of is the diversity of the crowd. And of course, we know diversity can show up not just in racial terms, but what I'm really interested in is age diversity. Are we seeing a depth and breadth of different ages of people showing up?
Yes, I'm seeing all ages here, from the kids clear on up to adults. Some of our speakers have included Black and Latino people. I have seen such people here in the crowd. I spent some time among some of our indigenous folks here from the Spokane tribe, people that I knew, and boy, what a reunion there. It is, the mood here is pretty much that of a love fest, although we find American flags here just all over the place, much more than any of the others.
The name I sent is this guy.
Okay, and
yep.
So
yep.
Also, one of the other big points that's been brought up a lot this whole afternoon is the importance of mutual care, that there's got to be something that helps to keep these movements sustained, to keep people
yes.
going.
Here it was even broader than that, even looking at the choice of speakers, because Spokane Indivisible, who is the chief organizer of the protest, actually put out a survey asking, what are the issues that are important to you? And what came back was environment, affordability, voting rights, immigration, racial justice, corruption, and also there was a speaker, Voice of the Future, which is was a high schooler that was speaking. So, yes, we are involving the youth.
Well, speaking of corruption, have you gotten any sense that there's any concerns or perhaps fears of the midterms being reliable and trustworthy? We've heard a lot of bluster coming from the Trump administration about, rigged elections and things of that nature taking place.
Yes, or even possibly canceling the election in order to hold on to power. There's more of a concern around here about that than anything else. When it comes to issues of corruption, a lot of people, including speakers, have turned their attention to our own congressperson for the 5th District of Washington, Baumgarten, because even though he is advertised to be for the people, he has voted straight online with Donald Trump.
Really? And do you know if there's been speaking of, again, registering people to vote, getting them involved, is there any concern that we might be seeing? I mean, we already see ICE agents in our airports, that we might be seeing ICE agents at the polls, because we know the Trump administration keeps insisting they want to make sure no non-citizens are voting.
It seems to be less on the mind of people here in Spokane, because Washington is a vote-by-mail state. Now, before the No Kings event, I did go up Division Avenue to scope out to see if there was any staging of law enforcement or military vehicles. I saw none of that.
Okay. All right. So then it sounds like you said at the very top of your report, like almost like a love fest, if you will.
It really is. Lots of good feelings all around. And of course, it would get really noisy. You could probably hear some of the horns going off in the background and people screaming along. In fact, there was a trucker of a big rig that was honking his way through, and people just went nuts.
Well, that sounds so great. Listen, I want to thank you so much for taking time to join us. That, of course, is Linnea Kaler from KYRS in Spokane, Washington. Thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you very much.